This is an MUT Radio podcast.
So it's a Tuesday again, and we're having open air conversations about relationships. So namhlanje ke a listener, actually Mrs. Myeni, a listener wrote requesting enlightenment on this particular topic, yabo, as well as some guidance.
That's awesome.
The show, and manje they thought ukuthi they wanted to actually suggest that we actually speak about something, yabo. So lento being a qhamuki kumina. So she says ukuthi she has self-diagnosed herself as having attachment issues because she has an anxious and almost possessive attachment to the small handful of people that are in her friendship circle, such that when they are unavailable, she tends to spiral into an isolated, abandoned state. So she's come to understand ukuthi, you know, this is actually very common amongst her peers, which is why I think she self-diagnosed herself. We would say, okay, she has an attachment issue. Yeah, both she has attachment issues. So I feel like this is something that does happen in our lives as young people, but we do not usually understand and also how do we navigate life around this. So how does this affect friendships and relationships? Like one would see, she just tends to spiral into an isolated, abandoned state.
I think I figure it will be good for us to start with perhaps having umlaleli wethu who's written to us, and we appreciate that a lot.
Yeah.
Having her understand that it is important to first understand where that comes from.
True.
Because it does not just come from anyway, it is not a character, personal characteristic. You don't get born with that. That is something that we learn or that we grow into because of certain things that happen in our lives.
Yeah.
So I would like her or him or
it's a her, but they chose to remain anonymous. Yeah.
So whoever else is actually in a similar situation as her, can they just spend some time and analyze themselves, not just them, but also their life from when they were born. What could have been a particular trauma that they went through that makes them to have that kind of attachment? It is usually married to something that happened to you. It is either somebody close to you abandoned you at a young age, or you experienced loss in terms of someone dying or something like that at a young age where you could not process the feelings. Hence, the feelings grew into a trauma that then outputs itself from you in that particular behavior.
Yeah.
That now, because you are so scared of losing people, you immediately, you immediately assume loss the minute someone doesn't pick up your call. Because you're so afraid of somebody leaving your life. If they can't answer your WhatsApp message immediately, or they blue tick you, whatever, because they're busy, you start having feelings of loss and stuff. That means there is a trauma that you have not dealt with that you need to face, because you won't be able to win against it now if you don't face the trauma that you went through previously to release that yourself from that trauma, so that you can then be able to start now being healing, you know, to start healing from it so that you are great in the relationships that you are in at the moment.
Yeah.
Because the first question was, how does it affect relationships? It definitely does affect relationships, because you are actually expressing a trauma or a result of a trauma onto people that were not part of it. And they will carry, you will be so heavy to carry as a person, because you, it's not just you that is being carried, but it is you and your trauma that is being carried. So you find that you become a little bit too much, if
too
I can
clingy.
Call it that, too clingy to people, not because you in, you are that, you know, naturally, but because you've got things that you have not really dealt with. Who rejected you, and who did you lose, and how, you know, you could, it wouldn't have been maybe you as a person. It could be an issue of a father who left the home, the family. They were not just leaving you, they left the family. Could be a mother, you know, it could be a sister or brother who passed away at a young age. There could be so many dynamics of you having gone through a loss of something or a loss of someone, and now you are scared of losing people. Now, how that affects relationships is that you will be difficult for other people to manage, because remember, people are busy. It won't be all the time that people are paying attention to you and they have time to hang out with you. As you grow, you become busy, you have other people. If we are a group of friends, Sabandomazan, let's say so five, chances are we're going to get married and we're going to start having children and we're going to start having our own families. And if you happen to just be that one who's maybe the last one to get married, you will feel a sense of abandonment from all of them because of the trauma that you need to deal with. It takes time for us to be able to identify ourselves with the trauma that esihamba nayo. So perhaps umlaleli wethu has actually walked a better mile because they can see that they are struggling with something. And then in that, they can then, I believe that it's an easier process to ask themselves the question, what could have happened to me? Why do I cling on to people the way that I do?
Is it possible, Mrs. Nyeni, for ukuthi umuntu kwesinye isikhathi kube ukuthi instead of them responding with ukuthi they're going to be clingy, is it possible for them to be distant, to just keep people at an arm's length? So instead of me being clingy, I'm just going to be distant and keep people at an arm's length, because that way I feel that I am safer. Because then even if they do abandon me, because really it's in my head, which people will leave, then I won't be as hurt.
Remember, I figure ukuthi uma ngabe sidila nezinto ezifana nama trauma, we don't express them the same. Somebody else would want to express them ngendlela le umlaleli wethenza ngayo, to cling and hold on to people and then start having feelings of rejection mangabe bengamnaki. Or other people will just want to lock up their emotions and not want to attach to people.
Just shut down.
And just shut down. It is also an expression of a trauma that you've gone through. It's just that a disappointment, could have been a disappointment. Somebody let you down. You hear people say, I'll never have a friend again because of maybe the things that they have gone through, you know. But it happens both ways. Someone would attach, someone would never attach. For an example, you find a guy perhaps who's was disappointed by a girl that he really loves at some point, and you'll find that he struggles with committing to a relationship in a longer term. Every time a minute a woman says, I love you, he runs, because that to him speaks to the trauma of what he went through in as far as love is going, is concerned. So we are triggered by many, many things, and we often want or get solutions differently. If I lock up myself and I don't want to attach, that could be, you know, the way I'm trying to solve the situation. If I just say, okay, I'm just going to have two friends, but then I attach to them like dear life, then it's also another way that I'm trying to cope. It's just that it becomes harder and harder as time goes if you don't deal with why you are like that.
Yes, I think that's very true. Omunyumbuza babuzil is, how does one ensure that they do not overwhelm the people around them? Because I like Ugutum Laleli, I think they actually did a bit of research with regards to this, because they're able to even see what's okay, I'm probably overwhelming the people that I'm with. Because you are bound to be a lot.
I think Umlaleli is one conscious person, and I congratulate her of that, because a lot of people suffer from not knowing. You find that you are too much, you're difficult, you're hard to handle, you're hard to be with, but you can't tell. As far as you're concerned, everybody else is wrong. You are correct, you see. So Umlaleli is in a good position to be able to actually heal from whatever that actually makes her to do that. It is possible to be able to not be overwhelming to people. It is possible to be able to have manageable relationships with people.
Yeah, healthy
because healthy relationships with people. So in that, Mina, I would really suggest Uguti, they do sort of like a trauma search exercise with themselves, where they just close their eyes and start to think back in their lives, give themselves timeline. What could have happened to me in my teens, you know?
Yeah.
And go through those pages of memories that you have. What could have happened to me as a child, as a young child in primary school maybe? And you go through those pages in your mind. And then if you don't find anything there, still keep going. What could have happened to me as a toddler? You'll be so shocked at the fact that you've got memories of yourself as
a toddler.
And, but it's just that because they don't inform anything right now, that's why you don't ever, you know, go to think about them.
Yeah.
But you find that when you really do focus, you will find that you remember, oh my goodness, I was once playing in a yard with so and so. You know, and there was once kids that said they don't want to play with me anymore, you know. I was once, you know, there were once people that, I mean, kids that were playing with me that just said, no, they don't want to play with me anymore. I shouldn't come to their house ever again and all of this stuff. And we carry those things with us. We carry them internally. We carry them, subconsciously in our minds. And then they start to inform how we behave around people as we go. So you can get healed from it. You just have to know what it is.
Yeah, you do.
And then when you know what it is, then you can look at how you felt then and also be in a position to release it. That means you need to forgive them. If they were little kids, you've got to forgive them. If they were teenagers bullying you and whatever, you have got to forgive. I had a bully in primary school.
Yeah.
So at some point in my life later on, I had to somehow forgive him because it informed how I behaved, you know?
With the male counterparts.
With the male counterparts, you know, how I would just really, you know, shun anything that has to do with any kind of relationship and all of that, because I was always on watch on how is this one coming to abuse me.
Defense mode.
You know, defense mode all the time. So I think Umlaleli is on the right path, but they just need to follow it in terms of now saying, what could have made me like this? And then don't look at what they could have done, because that's another mistake we make. We make a mistake of always,
What if?
Thinking it's me.
It's your fault.
You're always thinking it's me. It's my fault. I could have done that. Chances are it's not you.
So go
look for it. Go look for it in terms of what it is, who it is, and forgive them. Release yourself from it. And you find that when you come back to the state of today, you are a much lighter person, and you do acknowledge the fact that people do come and go in our lives. Some people are not permanent. Some relationships are not permanent. So they will come and they will go. But it is you as a person that needs to learn and understand that without anger, without the trauma, without hate, without saying that I wish they die and burn because they've left me, because hey, leyo is a shocker, because you find that people can go and be successful because they left you the position, and then they'll just go and be successful and then your own life is ruined. So rather you learn the art of releasing people and allowing people to pour into your life as much as you're pouring into them, and knowing that loving somebody doesn't mean that they owe you anything.
Yeah, let's also not have that mentality either. Oguti, abantu abasithandayo, they owe us something. But I'm really proud of Umlaleli for actually, you know, even acknowledging, okay, I have an issue, and I'm assuming it was actually affecting their relationship, so that's why she reached out. And thank you so much for that. I'm not really sure what to pila nutini, but I think he is relating to this because he's saying from primary to high school with the heartbreak signs. I'm assuming Guti And he also said, this is me right now. So I'm assuming Uti, he's relating to this. He also has his own attachment issues. Yeah.
Yeah.
So we're sending light to you, Pilani.
Do definitely, Pilani, it's just one of those things that it's common amongst a lot of us.
It is.
Because we grow really needing and wanting love. And if we don't get it, or we get it, but it's not what we desire it to be.
Yes.
Then we grow the thing of hunger for it. And then we identify it even when it's not it. And we hold on and we hold on for dear life, even when friendships are hurting you, even when romantic relationships are hurting you. Yeah. But you hold on because you've gone through something. That's why it's very important. That's very important to self-assess. And that's why I'm congratulating Umlaleli Lo or Osbalele, because to self-assess is hard. And for her to have to do, to have
so
done
hard.
That,
yeah.
She's done a great job. Right now, she then just needs to continue and take further steps, because her healing is so close by to her.
It's so close by, and it's very difficult to self-assess. I always say, Uguti, as a band, it's so easy for us to pinpoint, isn't it wrong, abanye abantu? But when you have to sit yourself down, like, ube in a meeting with yourself, it's okay, mind it, girl, I'm sitting you down, and we're gonna deal with thinking as like,
yes.
It's hard, because you really actually have to be honest with yourself,
mm-hmm.
even about things you don't want to be honest about. But ekugcineni, I believe, Uguti, that's how you truly find healing. That is the first step to finding healing.
Most definitely. I think, Uguti, so much healing lies in our own hands.
It does.
More than in other people. We would love other people to fix us, but we can't. They can't fix us.
Unfortunately.
We have to fix ourselves. Even when you go to the doctor will give you medication that you can take, but it is up to you to be disciplined enough to take that medication, and then your healing will come in that direction. But if you are not going to play your part, then your healing, you're delaying it. If you're not going to, if you're still going to point at people, if you're still gonna blame people, if you're still gonna name call, if you're still gonna gossip,
yeah.
just because this one didn't pick up the call, now you're gossiping to the other friend. No.
Yeah.
If you are going to do that, you will delay your healing. Rather self-assess, find out what happened to you, find out who do you need to forgive, who do you need to release, and then after that you will see how light and smooth the route is going to be.
Yeah. Thank you so much, Mrs. Imieni. I feel like today was really different, but also very powerful.
Yeah. Cause I think Umlalelo to sent us on some emotional ride, right?
Yes. I'm also really in my feelings now, cause I can relate to a lot of the things they were saying. And I also want to say thank you to Upilani, Ukolobanda, but thank you so much also to Upilani. We actually would see self-assessment is tough, because you have to face yourself, and that's very true.
You have to face yourself. Like, it's critical to be able to face yourself. Mm. Many mistakes, many, successes are made or done by people that are able to face who they are.
Yeah.
Face yourself, correct yourself, tell yourself when you've not done well. You've got to be that kind of person. Otherwise, you will see yourself losing people every now and again. People can easily come to you because you're lovable, but then they quickly want to walk away because you're hard, you're difficult, because you don't self-assess. You always are projecting instead of, you know, internally assessing you, healing you, and making sure that you are a better person in those relationships.
Yeah. Thank you so much for stopping by.
This is an MUT Radio podcast.